the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Hey there, and welcome to another Chubbs Gone Wild. This is our big 2005 Thanksgiving blowout episode. Tentatively, Chubbs Gone Wild, number 617, recorded on Monday, November 24th, 2025, where it is 59 degrees and partly cloudy in Chubbland. You got your blanket on there?
It's cold.
Yes. It is 3 days until Thanksgiving, and it is 20 until Hanukkah, 27 until winter solstice, 31 days until Christmas, and a mere 341 days until Halloween. And what are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
We're having a non-fun Thanksgiving up at Sean's sister's house.
Oh, that sounds like non-fun.
It is. We drive for 2 hours and don't have a good time. And but he'll have a good time. But there, it's just compared to my family, which is laughter and
Earth.
joy
Earth.
and fun and But I am going to talk to his nephew Jack, and find out how he does his hair.
Oh, that's good.
Because he's, Tom from the baking show, or the guy that was in the Halloween baking, the one with the hair, and he kept flinging it back,
Oh
or
yes,
doing nothing.
yeah.
Well, yeah,
Holiday baking.
his nephew has,
Halloween.
All this hair, and I've got to figure out how to work mine because I when I was younger, I had long hair, but it was so thin. And now that I've got the side hair on the top, it's coming in thick. And I got to figure out how to work this. I have been doing the Newsom a lot, so
Oh, that's hot, actually. Yeah.
So
Are you gonna dye it?
I don't have to.
Well, okay. I'm talking about dyeing your hair, not dieting.
No, I don't have to. My hair's brown now, or actually, it's a kind of a blackish gray, but look at how dark it is.
I know.
I do have this little flare on each side of gray that was from my temples,
Right.
but
Little horns.
yeah, but the stuff on the back and the sides where they harvested from had not turned gray yet, so I don't have to. I actually have to dye my beard and mustache to come close to my hair color.
You're gonna have to dye your eyes to match your gown.
Yeah, but you'll never see again.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right. Hey, let's take a moment to do a quick affirmation.
Wait, we didn't hear your plans for Thanksgiving.
My plans for Thanksgiving,
It's not just a ham, is it? Like a couple years
okay,
ago?
so we don't really do ham, but although
there was that one
oh
year
my
that you
gosh.
just you you I said, what are you gonna have? We're having a ham. And I go, well, what else? And you go, oh, just a ham.
Yeah, there have been Thanksgivings where we've just been like turkey and pie. That's it. We always do stuffing. I have always done my family stuffing, but other than that, this year though, we are having Mr. Lurie Dean pop over, and he's going to take care of the turkey. And I'm gonna do the stuffing pies, the fudge, and was there anything else? Not really. So yeah,
Who's doing gravy, mashed potatoes, none of that?
that's all on him. And if he
Oh,
has
okay.
the, yeah.
So he's doing everything but the dressing, the fudge, and the pies.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. That's
And
good.
that works fine with me because, I've been doing it since I was like 10. So I don't mind a couple of years where somebody else kind of kicks in and does some
Well,
things.
that's why I like going to family things where I bring in mashed potatoes and I'm done. Because it's such a process for one mediocre meal, because I'm not a turkey fan.
I know.
I'm not a roast turkey fan. I like turkey sandwiches, that's fine. But I'm not a roast turkey fan. I do like my stuffing, nobody else's. And then mashed potatoes and gravy. I could do banquet just as easy. And sometimes it's better. You
Well,
know,
that's
it's
he was looking into trying to get a last year he got a smoked turkey from somewhere, and I guess he was going to do that again this year, but didn't get it in time. So we're gonna he went and got a fresh turkey and is gonna do it all, and I'm just fine with
Well,
that.
like KFC and Popeyes do, they do the turkeys as well.
Mess it up. No worries for me. Yeah, I always was very traditional. Like I always had my set menu of what I made, and I always did everything myself, and it was always very, this is the way. And now I'm kind of like, eh, we're all here, we're all fine, yay.
It's more of a let's have dinner together.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
I just wish that there wasn't so much pomp and circumstance with it. You know, that you had to feel a certain way. And all I want is I want to get up at 9 and watch my the parade that's going to have ragtime, just in time. Oh, that's funny. Ragtime just in time. And Buena Vista Social Club. They're supposed to be doing some kind of salute to a chorus line in its 50th year, and then the Rockettes, and then we're in the car and gone.
Yeah, I do like watching the parade every year, but there were many
Well,
years where I just wasn't able to or didn't.
girl, wait until it's over,
That's what I
and then go
do.
on Peacock, and it doesn't have commercials,
Because
but you
that way
don't.
you can kind of fast forward through some of the.
Right, and you don't, but you don't get the shows. You don't get the Broadway shows. For
Yeah.
some reason, they won't replay them on Peacock. They only replay the parade. Like anybody cares.
Yeah, I wonder
Yeah,
if YouTube
just what
will
I want to
have it.
see: some country star lip syncing on a shaky float, and all the kids waving. Seeing it in person though was really cool. But did you know it's only a half hour? The actual parade's only a half hour.
No, I don't know.
Well, from we were down 2 blocks from where it started, and they got to us at it was like, because I think it started at 9 for us, and it was over by 9:30. Well, because at the beginning of the parade, they kind of shoot by really quickly. They're heading to Macy's, right? So by the time the first of the parade is getting to Macy's an hour later when they start the broadcast. But they've also been able to do some editing too. So I think that's why they do a lot of stuff at the beginning of the parade for fillers, and they can do cut pieces and add twos and stuff like that. But seeing the big balloons go by was really cool.
I bet. Was Snoopy there?
Yeah.
Yay. That's who I look forward to every year.
Actually, the night before, there's this area that they fill the balloons up. And but they're all laying down and they're covered in like netting so they don't rise. But
Okay.
they that's how they fill them up down this one area. And so we went over there and watching them fill it up the night before. It was freaking cold when we were there though. It was 20 degrees the day that clear and 20 degrees and it didn't get windy until the next day. But it was really cool.
Yeah, no, thank
Yeah.
you. I'll watch it from the warmth of home. All right, let's do our affirmation. It is I release all resistance to attracting money. I am worthy of a positive cash flow. I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Not in this administration.
Not if they have their way.
Wait, unless you are in the administration, then there's plenty of cash flow.
Oh yeah, then you just pay yourself. Oh, I
Have
had to
you?
walk down the stairs. I need $200,000.
Well,
200.
you heard that now Lindsey Graham is claiming that he since they were tapping his phone or they were looking at his phone records, that he deserves, I think, $50 million or something like that.
I think it was 500,000, like
No,
eight of them, or was this a different one?
I think this is different. I think because I mean, if Trump's going to get what was that 230
230, yeah.
and was it billion or million?
Million.
Oh, then it maybe is million. Okay,
Yeah.
yeah, I don't
Because
know. They're crooks. All of them are
they're
crooks.
all just fucking ridiculous. Anyway,
Okay,
well,
yeah.
let's
Go
talk
moving
about
on.
our
Yeah.
positive cash flow, and with a big thank you to our patrons, who offers Patreon. Offers folks a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public, like special podcasts, videos, books, and more. And we want to thank our amazing, wonderful holiday Patreons, Clint Nephi, Nick, DJ Stasage from the Univaz. We have Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brother Sinatus, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattbrillingame to find out how you can join the fun for as little as a dollar a month. All right. Well, headlines from history. On November 24th in history, in 1807, Mohawk leader Joseph Brant, also known as Thayendanegea, he passed away in Ontario after a lifetime spent advocating for the welfare and rights of Indigenous people. In 1863, Union forces captured Lookout Mountain in a dramatic battle above the clouds, helping break the Confederate siege of Chattanooga. By 1932, the FBI crime lab opened its doors in Washington, D.C., starting with just one agent and a borrowed microscope. When in 1991, the world mourned the loss of Freddie Mercury, who died from AIDS-related pneumonia just one day after confirming his diagnosis. And yeah, that's one of the things that the if you watch the Freddie Mercury biopic, they messed up that whole timeline at the end. But oh well, it made for a good movie, I
No, it
guess.
didn't. It was awful.
Well, you said it, I didn't.
I
All
mean,
right.
they had songs coming out 4 years after they came out.
Right,
That
exactly.
I mean, it
Yeah.
was terrible. It was just, it's like it was sloppy. And there was no reason for it either. Although I did think that the performance was good,
Right. I
but
just think that it there was no reason. It was just as powerful a tale if it had been correct. But that's just me. All
correct.
right. Well, let's
Yeah.
see if we celebrate these holidays, shall we? Starting with Brownie Locks Day.
I'm sorry.
That is. It's also celebrate your
Brownie locks.
Brownie Locks, like Goldilocks. This is Brownie Locks.
Oh, I thought it was like brownies and smoked salmon. That's
Oh, wow, that really sounds awful. You
oh
know,
my.
I kind of want to find out what this is, so I'm looking it up. Brownie Lock Day is an unofficial holiday, to celebrate brunettes. With some sources calling it Big Hair Day or Brunette Pride Day. Okay,
Well, I'm
that's cool.
celebrating.
Yes, you sure are. All right, we also have Celebrate Your Unique Talent Day. We all have unique talents.
Oh,
Some of
I
them are asked for by Brad Pitt, so.
yes, exactly. I was going to say that.
We also have DB Cooper Day.
Famous Northern California event.
What is that?
That's when, remember he jumped out of a plane with a bunch of money and they never found the money and everyone keeps looking for DB Cooper.
Oh, no. I mean, I've known the name, but I never knew that.
I don't know if he robbed a bank or he had a lot of cash on him and he parachuted out of a plane somewhere in Northern California and people have been looking for him and the money ever since.
Wow.
They figure he died and the money's probably still in a briefcase or whatever he had it in.
Buried in the river somewhere or whatever. Okay, we also have National Carmanera. Carmania. It's probably a word I've heard 100 times and don't even know what the means. So let's actually just look that up, see what it is. Okay, this is a day that refers to Carmanera being Chile's national grape. Don't
Okay,
know.
why is it our holiday?
I don't know. Probably because we're gonna invade Chile for their grapes. I don't know.
They do have good grapes, though.
It's also National Illustration Day in the UK, so yay. National Sardines Day. Do you like sardines?
I have in the past, but I haven't had sardines in like forever, so I don't know. I don't know if I still do.
I know in the UK they have them on toast.
We used to have them on saltine crackers.
Ooh, my mom. So when we were back in the days when we was homeless, we would end up with a lot of just like cans of pumpkin and just odds and ends. And sardines was actually one of the things that we would end up with a lot of cans of. And my mom would just eat them right from the can and like them okay. And when I got older, they were fine, but I've never had a taste for them, you know. It just tastes like salt and fish. So anyway, it's also National Use Even If the Seal Is Broken Day. I don't know. That doesn't seem safe.
Well, yeah. I mean, what are we talking about? Like milk?
That's not gonna happen.
Well, remember the Tylenol scandal. So.
And that this isn't even the one that we have now, or is that ibuprofen? I don't know.
No.
The other. Anyway, but yeah, no, we don't use things if the seal's broken. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I noticed you're wearing, is that the same outfit from Flashdance?
What a feeling.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Where are we here? Okay, we're at birthdays. We have I imagine some wonderful birthdays that we need to celebrate. Starting with it loads. There we go. Okay, those were ones that we did last time, I believe. Oh, there we go. Happy birthday to Jared.
Oh,
Also,
from Subway?
oh God, no, thank you. Although this administration fit right in. Also,
He'll be brought on as an advisor.
Also, we have one of my amazing narrators for my current holiday book, actually, The Fortune Cookie, Mr. Gary Messick. Just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful narrator. We also have Amara. Tim, formerly the Tim of Terminally Single podcast. We have Van and Andrew, Jan, Alex, Rob one or Rob two of the Robs. I'm never really sure which. And then we have Talbot and Tim. And Eric, who is one of our amazing patrons. Thank you so much, Eric. Happy birthday. And we have Miss Gina Livingston, the Sacramento rock star who now lives in Germany. And sadly, I hear that she's not doing too well. So we send some love out to her, definitely. All right, moving on. Oh my God, I almost forgot. Happy birthday, Nephi. How could I forget that? And then it's time for our feedback. And Sean says, wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of karaoke, but Jen and I used to go to karaoke nights at a local bar some years ago, and it was fun sometimes. Other times, it was a total disaster. Yeah, that's kind of how it goes with karaoke.
Yeah. Well,
Although,
what you have is you have your people who are really good at it that hog it, or you have people who are really drunk and shouldn't be holding a microphone. Or and they can't hold a microphone, they can't carry a tune, so there's a problem.
One of the things I loved is when we had a couple places where Gail Vaughn, who was a wonderful entertainer and local came to be a local personality, and she was a big cabaret person, and she would host it. So we'd hear her doing her wonderful cabaret, and then she'd stop and let a few really good karaoke people sing. So that was fun. All right. Then let's see. We do have some chub hugs to send out, and I want to send one out to Melissa. One of our Pride 48 folks who sadly had to let her their little pup Sumo go after many, many years. So that was very, very sad. And we've had a number of pups in our Pride 48 and podcast listener community have to be let go. So I'm very sorry to hear about so many. All right, how about you?
Well, I'm going to send out a chub hug to all the people in the back of my plane.
Oh, what did you
Because,
do?
well, I was in row 38, and between 38 and the back of the plane, which was probably another 10 rows, there were multiple families. And it wasn't like, oh, teenagers. It was multiple families of kids that were under 7 years old.
Ugh.
They actually had two people or two families had basically newborns that cried the entire plane,
Oh
and that they
no.
had to walk up and down the aisles, even though they're going, don't walk up it, you've got the fasten your seatbelts, and they're walking these babies to try to keep them quiet. So dragging the screaming from one end of the plane to the other, and then I had a kid behind me that was kicking my chair for five
Oh, I
hours.
fucking hate that,
Yeah,
man.
and but the good news was Sean and I, and there were three seats in our aisle, and one of them was empty, so we got to split up. So we weren't all crunched together, and we both had noise canceling headphones. So
Oh, nice.
I watched Twin Paranormal, 2.5 hour episode over the Pacific Ocean. So that helped me. But for all the people who didn't have headphones, I send them out chub hugs.
Oh, yeah, that
I
was
mean,
awful.
it was horrible. I can't, I mean, horrible. And not just the newborns were screaming, the younger kids were screaming too. They're I'm bored, and it's like, oh yeah, that's not
Yeah.
good.
See, I'm just waiting for them to they need to redesign some of these things with some noise canceling glass walls or something.
Well, they need to have planes. I'd pay more to go on a flight with no children.
Yeah.
Because they have cruises now that are
Right.
kids, no kids allowed.
Oh, well, yeah, that's the if I were going to take a cruise, that's the one I would choose right there. Yeah. Okay. Well, and now Tom is going to tell us about some really sad celebrity deaths.
Oh, shoot, we're there. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, actor Smith, I need to put on my glasses.
Okay.
I probably should have had them on anyway because my eyes are so puffy today. I
Oh,
this
no,
this
they're
weather
not.
this weather hates me. Spencer LaFranco, known for his starring role in Gotti, he died at 33 years old,
Oh
and
my
that's not
gosh.
good. Stone Roses and Primal Scream bassist. Oh my God, that's a thing. Okay, bassist Gary Montfield has died at the age of 63. That's too young. Jelly Bean Johnson, best known for being the founding member of Prince's band, The Time, he died at 69 years old. And then finally, Udo Kier, the German actor who appeared in My Own Private Idaho, Andy Warhol's Frankenstein, and 400 other credits to his. He died at 81. Basically, if they needed a Nazi or a mean German guy, he played the part. It's funny, if you go in and look at him, you go, he's been in everything. And well, literally everything. I mean, 400 credits from the 70s till now. He has like 10 things that are coming out soon.
Oh,
So
wow.
he had been working. Oh, and he one funny one was he's got, I think it was 11 or 14, it was over 10 credits playing villains on voice over villain for Scooby-Doo, which sadly should not be my favorite part of his thing, but it was that made me that I that would be like, that's really cool. But I remember originally seeing him. Well, not originally, but I remember seeing one of his first roles, which was in Andy Warhol's Frankenstein. Horrible, horrible movie. And all of Andy Warhol's shit was just bad. It was, I mean, it wasn't even John Waters bad, which was high camp and stuff. This was, he was trying to make very serious horror films that were terrible, that people couldn't act. It was, anyway, doesn't matter. Okay, so let me tell you about my week. Okay, so I was telling you about the Twin Paranormal. They went to Winchester Mystery House. That was over Pacific Ocean that I watched. Thank God they had a long episode. And then the one that they just brought out yesterday was the old Washoe Club in Virginia City. And honestly, it was one of the best episodes. It was super scary, but not for me, but for them, it was super scary. And they were, you have all your EMF and all these different devices to talk to spirits, and they were talking to what sounded like a real spirit. So that was really cool. It was really cool, but very scary at the same time. Anyway, moving on, that's Twin Paranormal on YouTube, long form. Ghost hunts. So it's not just a, oh, we got 40 minutes to fill. It's like they, however long they've got good stuff to show you, they put it on there. So yes, I kind of like it because I always feel like ghost hunters, we're getting highlights. I want, just let's see some stuff. Let's see. Oh, Survivor. We were watching, actually, when we got home from Maui, we're eating Carolina food and we're watching Survivor. And I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. Well, mostly because they got rid of most of the guys. And so it's all these women, and they all, I don't know. I can't even tell you. No, I can't tell you one person, one of the women, and the only guy that I liked, they got rid of this week. So it's like, okay, this better get better, because I mean we're halfway through, I know, but still it's and the guy who's his name is Rizzo, he's one of those manipulating cunts, that I mean, he got rid of he got rid of the guy this week because he was, running around back at talking him down because he didn't want to give up his he's got a idol, so he didn't want to give up his idol, so he put all the focus on this guy, and they ended up getting rid of him. So I was kind of pissed off. I mean, sometimes I like when they do that, but it's like I don't like when they're trying so hard to be the villain. Yeah, because it's reality TV, and you're just doing it to get
To stay,
more focus.
they think they'll keep you.
Well, no, but it's also he's doing it the same way when we're watching these other reality shows, and it's like, why are they being such an asshole? Well, it's because that's good for TV, and you get more TV time, and then you're going to get more people following you online, and then you can monetize your Instagram page. I don't know. It's just bullshit. Okay. Let's see. Moving on. Amazing Race. They got rid of Spencer and Eric this week, which I was very sad because they're super cute. And now, I don't know. Just all my boyfriends this week got thrown off of reality TV.
That's awful.
Oh, and Bewitched. All of a sudden, Tabitha was born. Did you notice they didn't have like a going to the hospital episode? Just all of a
What
sudden.
the, yeah, they're not, back then they couldn't. I mean, she couldn't even say that she was pregnant. It had to, did you notice that it was kind of like with Lucy that it was had to be like intimated?
I thought they mentioned that I don't think they used the word pregnant, but
It's probably something like we're going to have a baby or something like that.
yeah, so but when Sam's sleeping and she sends the bottle into Tabitha, it's on fucking wires. That was
Oh
the
yeah, so you
worst.
can see the wires so
That
clearly
was
now.
you never saw the wires before, and I don't know why that had to be so terrible. But I was, it's one of those things where I'm watching and I'm actually kind of startled, and I like, oh, what? How dare? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Now, did you watch the one where they were in the hospital and Serena made
No.
her first appearance?
It's. Wait. Wait. Yeah. Yes, I did see a Serena.
Yeah.
Sabrina. Serena.
And
Sabrina. Yeah.
she turns Darren into like a native islander type. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. Sheriff's County, our country, Sheriff's Country, which is on CBS, and I know you haven't started watching it, but you should. But her father, the sheriff's father, he's about my age. And he's got a big old beard, well, he goes into these talk to these people, and they're looking to see if he's wired, and he pulls open his shirt, and he is a daddy. Oh my God, I can't believe we're not hearing about this on TV. I mean, on online, that the bears aren't going crazy for it, because it was like, it's like cuddle time.
Nice.
So yeah, definitely, if you like silver daddies, but he wasn't silver on the chest. It was all just fur, plenty of fur. Let's see. Welcome to Derry this week. Well, one thing I'm really happy about is that the adults are realizing there's something going on. The military is actually there because they know about Pennywise. But the townspeople are very dumb to, the adults are, most of the adults, but some of them aren't. And I just like having the adults, it not just being the kids, because I mean, I realized in the book, the adults forget. That's something that Pennywise was doing. So I like that we got the military and the adults and the kids. And last night's episode was super scary, super scary. And so it's been I've been having a really good time with it. Let's see. Oh, this was interesting. Tracker and High Potential are the two biggest series on TV right now.
Wow.
And what's interesting about that is that both of them have shit for time slots. Tracker's on Sunday night at like 9 o'clock, which was that's where you they used to ship shows to die.
Yeah.
And then right after that, and High Potential's on at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
Not
And
that slot.
right, and what's also interesting is that High Potential is the first series I mentioned it a few weeks ago, but it's the first series in 25 years, 26 years that is a 10 o'clock show, drama at 10 o'clock that was number one show, which is crazy. I mean,
Wow.
and ER was the last time that somebody was at 10 o'clock, and that was 10 o'clock on Thursday nights. But that was must see TV Thursday night, so everything kind of rolled through.
Right.
Let's see. There's a new show on Hulu, and Timothy told me I had to at least watch an episode of it. So
Oh, right.
I did watch. Well, I've watched all of the episodes that are available currently because they're piecemealing them out. Damn it, I want to binge the fuck out of it. It is a group of female lawyers who got sick of working with the male lawyers because they were always just DEI hires, as far as the men thought. So they started their own firm, and now they help out women who are having problems with bad men. It's all bad men.
Oh,
And
cool.
no, it's high camp and it's terrible, but it's so much fun to watch because it's Glenn Close, it's Kim Kardashian, it's all of R Ryan Murphy's favorite women are in this.
What's it called?
It's called All's Fair. It's on Hulu. You can also see it on Disney Plus. And it's just like you're watching it going, this dialogue is horrible. And, but you wait for the next horrible line. It's just and the acting is, like I said, it's high camp, and it's I'm having such a good time with it, and I'm ashamed of myself, but I don't care. I don't care.
Nice.
Oh, and then this is interesting. I have a colonoscopy appointment coming up in January, so I have to see. I got they've sending me to a new doctor, so I have to get a consultation before I go in for the thing. So I'll probably end up with a colonoscopy sometime in January, and I've got jury duty in December.
Oh,
Boy,
Jesus.
I'm not buying any lottery tickets right now.
No.
No. So there's that. And then Elsbeth, which is also on CBS, they're finally calling it a comedy.
Oh, okay.
Well, because what's happening is a few years ago, if you remember, there was Orange is the New Black, which they called a comedy. And they had Glee, which they also called a comedy. But what happened was they go, no, comedies have to be less than an hour.
Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah, they have to, comedies are 30 minutes, dramas are an hour. And so Elsbeth, because Elsbeth gets no recognition at the Emmys because it's a comedy. And it's in the drama category. So all their guest stars that they have don't get considerations for Emmys. And she doesn't get because nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, she's the up right there with Matlock as far as dramatic actresses go. And that's not right. And High Potential is also, I mean, it's dramatic, but it's funnier. It's as funny as it is dramatic. So kind of like Orange is the New Black.
Oh, remember the same with the show where they were all on a cruise ship?
Oh,
Remember?
Dr. Odyssey.
Yes, at which I am so unhappy that they are not bringing that back.
So is John Oliver.
I heard, I saw
Yeah.
that.
But yeah, it's but it's, I just don't understand these why. I guess maybe they just need to go to places like Hulu and HBO and stuff because the ratings don't matter as much, except with English teacher, whatever. So, but so I'm hoping High Potential moves over to the comedy category as well, because it should be. I mean, did you know that? Oh my God, I can't think of her name. Crazy Eyes from
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
she won the first year. She won Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. And then they go, no, it's not a comedy, it's a drama. And the next year, she won Best Supporting Actress in a Drama, playing the same character. And she is one of two people who've won Emmys in two different categories playing the same role. And the other is Ed Asner for Lou Grant.
Oh, that's right.
Mary Tyler Moore, supporting actress of comedy, and playing Lou Grant, and Lou Grant in Lou Grant as a drama. He won Best Actor, so little trivia there. And then finally, I watched Stranger Things, the Broadway play, something passed by me on YouTube, so I watched it. And this is the prequel to, this is when Henry, I think it was Henry Klum, when he first started getting his powers and people started dying, and then they threw him into the psycho ward, and this is all about him leading up. But they do have the Winona Ryder character younger, and the sheriff younger too. They're both in there, so it was interesting, very ambitious. And I think I'd rather see it in person. It was kind of hard to grasp what was happening a lot of times because they do cool special effects, and that sometimes doesn't come over as well on video off to the side in the balcony. So, yeah. So, but it was it looks like it would be a pretty good play though. Yeah. I mean, I watched the whole thing.
Cool. I didn't even realize it was out there. So, yeah, very cool.
Okay,
All
so
right.
tell us about your week.
Well, my week, we had we had the inspection, and they're gonna have to do some work to bring a couple things up to code because their work person didn't install things right, like, a water heater, etc. So anyway, so have that to look forward to. And then, yeah, basically. I watched Ballerina finally this week. That is the latest in the John Wick series, but it's and he's in it. Keanu Reeves is like John Wick in it. But it's basically about a young girl that's kind of her parents are in that kind of world, and so she ends up kind of they die. Of course, and she gets sucked into the same assassin world on the other side of things. So, yeah. I don't want to give too many spoilers in case anyone hasn't seen it yet. Have you seen it? Are you muted?
Yeah, no one has seen it. It didn't do as well, and you got it early, so keep your mouth shut.
Okay. So, yeah, I will not too many spoilers, but I will say that it was pretty good. It's not it is like just kind of a notch down from the John Wick fun, but it is still a good solid action movie. So, yeah. And then I wanted some more of that type of movie last night. I wanted to see some action, and I wasn't finding what I wanted. So I finally decided that I was going to give Outlander a try because Everybody has kept saying how wonderful it was and everything. So I watched episode one of it, and well, now I finally understand the term lady porn because I watched that first episode just waiting for something to happen. And it's basically okay, it's been out a while, so I don't think there's any spoilers. So they're in World War II. It's the end of World War II. Her and her husband go on vacation, and then they see a pagan rite for the Druids doing something, and then she goes and touches one of the Druid sites, and suddenly she's back in I think it's like 1000 AD or something. I don't know, some
Now,
dumb thing.
can you show me the Druid site on the on this doll here?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And so then, like, right off the bat, she meets her husband's relative from like four generations ago, and he tries to rape her, and then she gets saved by the Scots, and she runs, and then they're like, "Oh my God, you must be a witch because you know how to heal people. Oh my God." And I was just like, at the end of that episode, I was like, "And scene." I am not. I just no. I mean, it was so freaking slow paced that So I don't know. I hope it gets better. Hope other people enjoy it, but no, thank you. And then I tried to watch something else kind of similar, and I ended up watching King and Conqueror, which for me, I can get it through Amazon. I don't know if it's one of the, like attached, like it's Discovery or something like that. I don't know. But King and Conqueror, nothing interesting to report. It's basically the whole rehashing of if there was there was the Viking, the big Viking show that lasts for four or five seasons a while back,
Oh,
and
the Vikings?
could be
Okay.
and so it's basically that same whole royalty, British royalty period. But it is the British royalty and not the Viking side of things. So this was with Aethel and all that stuff. And so, I mean, I've seen this same period over and over. So it was not horrific, but it wasn't very interesting either. So, and the effects were cheesy, the dialogue was cheesy. The sets were nice. They did a good job with that and the costumes. But anyway, so what? Are you muted again?
No.
Oh, okay, just checking. Your mouth is moving, but nothing was coming out. then we I watched Switch because Matt and Minutia, we were talking about the movie Switch this time, which was from 1991, starring Ellen Barkin and Jimmy Smits. And I have not seen this movie in decades, and I remember why I liked it so much. But man, it just would not stand up today. There would be from every side of the field, people would be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe they did this and that, and that's so wrong." But basically, for anyone that doesn't know, it's Perry King is a horrible womanizer. He ends up, three of his girlfriends, winky winky, get together, drown him in a hot tub. He doesn't drown, so they shoot him. They throw his body in the ocean. He goes to heaven, but he goes to purgatory, and both God and the devil are fighting over his soul. And so God sends him back, and the devil says, "Oh, but we're going to send you back as a woman, and you have to find one woman that actually loves you." And the hilarity ensues as it's one of those pieces where he had to figure out how to be a woman. But the thing was, for its time, there was lesbian characters in it that were not looked at or shamed horribly. There was just a lot of social commentary, et cetera, et cetera. And it was really good for its time, but now it would not stand up. So many people would be pissed off and upset over it. So, then I watched more Doctor Who, the Matt Smith years, and he has finally hit his stride, and I am enjoying him as the Doctor. To whereas the first season, oh, cringe. So yeah, and they finally discovered that River Song is, of course, Amy and Rory's daughter, all grown up. So, and this came out like 15, 16 years ago, so I don't want to hear the whole, oh my God, it's spoilers. And then been watching past episodes of the Holiday Baking Championship so that we have a few more of the recent ones for this season out before I try to start watching those. And man, they had a lot of really good, fun talents. Do you remember Marilyn? Oh, Marilyn. You remember that?
Marilyn, no.
She was an older Philippine lady, and she was just kind of kooky and fun, and the other contestants would tease her by saying, "Oh, Marilyn." Anyway, I don't just they had a lot of fun. That's why I think another reason that I was so disappointed on that Halloween one this time, where there were ones that were trying to pit each other against each other and get in
That's what I'm
each
telling you.
other's
This is what
stuff.
they're doing now. Everybody wants to be a villain so you get more screen time.
Yeah, I just it no, they need to learn that. I mean, this these shows, these Hollywood baking championships like this are the hallmark of the cooking world, and we just need to leave it that way. Anyway, and then finally, Starz is doing a Black Friday, although why Black Friday is now like a week or 10 days or something, sale. And they are doing it so that you can get a full year of it for under $12.
Yeah, and it's
So,
but it has commercials.
mine doesn't so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I it may at some point, but
Because you can also do HBO Max, and
yeah.
it's like $2.99 a month for the first year, and
Right.
it has commercials.
I saw that, and Starz actually has that version as well. However, this I watched Ballerina all the way through, no commercials. So, anyway, so it's out there if you want to try it. Look it up, make sure there's no commercials. But yeah, it's been kind of nice. I'm gonna put it on Mom's TV so she can watch some of the older movies that she likes. Okay. All right, and that's kind of been my week. Other than shopping, all right. Well, what would you do? Your friend accidentally leaves their phone at your house. A text comes in that looks suspicious. Maybe their partner is cheating. Do you ignore it, tell your friend about it, or snoop a little before deciding? Okay, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense to me. Your friend accidentally leaves their phone at your house. A text comes in that looks suspicious. Maybe their partner is cheating. Do you ignore it? Tell your
How,
friend about
well,
it.
why would it be on their phone?
Yeah, exactly. So I think that
I
whoever
think it, I
wrote
think what it
this,
says is
yeah.
a phone was left at your house, and
There you go.
probably it was the couple were there. The boyfriend leaves, let's say it's a boyfriend, he leaves
Oh, it's
his
got to be
phone
a
by
boyfriend.
accident, and he gets a text that you can see, but you
There
can't
you
open.
go.
But you can't open it up, so but
Right.
you can see the little thing that says, something. And you know
Right.
what? What you do is what I would do is I would text the person who he's the person's with and say, "Oh, come back. He left his phone."
Yeah.
I'm not getting involved in that shit.
Right, exactly. I wouldn't say anything. I would just say, his phone's here, her phone's here, and not look. Just don't look.
Well,
Because you
like
don't
I
know what
said,
their situation is either. They
and
could
yeah, and
have
you
an
can,
open relationship and not tell you.
and who knows, that could be, who knows who that was.
Right,
Unless it's
exactly.
like, are you gonna leave your are you leaving your wife to come and fuck me? And who's gonna text that?
Right,
And
exactly.
yeah, no, it, no one's that stupid.
Yeah. So,
Bah.
yeah, it's not my aisle. All right, love it or hate it. Airline travel today versus back in the day.
Oh, I've had it with airline travel.
I bet you have.
In general, it's like this year I've taken a 13-hour flight from Turkey to Los Angeles and a 5-hour flight from Maui to, and usually I really enjoy the 5-hour flight. It's usually not bad. I've got just enough stuff to watch. The food's usually okay. And you're not stuck there with, there were like 30 kids in my area.
Oh,
Yeah,
awful.
from the zero, newborn to like I said, six. There were like 30 of them. So, but in the old days, they expect you to dress up too.
Oh.
But there was more leg room. There was more, it was more spacious. They didn't have, I don't, I think, because I remember, because I flew a lot as a child. And it was always very comfortable. And it was better in the old days when it wasn't so monetized. I mean, they're trying to figure out how many fucking people they can shove into a plane.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would love to hit the old days.
Yeah, I think maybe for a combination, because I don't know. Remember the pictures that they were showing it recently on one of the shows, where back in the old days they had like buffets in the middle of the plane or something too.
Well, they would bring food carts out because there was an aisle. There used to be aisles, real aisles, not right now. The aisle is just larger than the size of your suitcase. Your carry-on suitcase. It's just slightly larger than that. You would be so comfortable walking through the aisles.
I bet.
It's horrible.
Okay.
And then try to get in the bathrooms.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I've never flown. I've been on a plane for a field trip once, sat down and was told stuff, and then we got back off. So I've never actually flown. So, all right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, do you think people are more nat are naturally more self-interested or community-minded, and how should politics account for that?
I think that, well, in the old days, I would say that people were more community minded because, it was it takes a village kind of feel, but nowadays people don't want to leave their house, and politically, politically you I think you need to get people to be more involved in their community. And I don't know how to do that when things are the way they are today, and it's not, I'm not even talking about, because a lot of people don't like to go out because of crime, but I don't think it's not the crime. It's the, it, it you know, it's the, there's so many things that make me not want to leave the house, traffic and the, as somebody was, I was watching something. They were talking about how people, one of the big phobias that people have these days is going to the gas station. And Sean's like, gas station? I go, well, you're always seeing these videos. They say, make sure that when you're filling up the tank, to make sure your doors are locked because people are opening up the passenger side and stealing purses. And phones that are on the seat, and if you're not looking, if you're like looking at the pump, you might not hear your door open and close.
And
They've got that. Or
hard scanners
you've
and
got some guy. Oh yeah, the scanners on the pumps when you put your card in. The guys that come by and want to clean your windshield, and they've got a piece of newspaper and a spray bottle, and it's like, get the fuck away, get the fuck away, back off. And some people, they even have it where people are just jumping into the car when you go and pay and stealing your cars with a full tank of gas. So it's just, I mean, when you and you grocery stores are horrible nowadays. I nearly got hit two or three times yesterday just going a mile up the street and a mile back, just from crazy people. So I that's why, but politically, I don't know what you can do about that. I think we're all too big. Everything's too big. I mean, you might find community more so in a place like Placerville, or, where it's a smaller community. But I think politically, good luck. You got rural and you got city, and that's all, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I still technically have a little bit of both, but you need like somebody that community is more selective now. You make a point of it, and it can be online as well. So, but yeah, I think both. All right. Oh, and how should politics account for that? I think we need more Zora Mandanis.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
yeah.
agree. I agree. I mean, if we had somebody that could actually bring people together, but when you've got things like Fox News and CSNBC and it's everything is sectional. It's all separated, and I don't know. It's too hard of a question.
All right. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, what makes a conspiracy theory feel more believable? The lack of evidence or the presence of a compelling narrative?
Read that again.
What makes a conspiracy theory feel more believable? The lack of evidence or the presence of a compelling narrative?
Well, if you have a
Well, I
comparing,
think that's the same thing, kind of.
well, yeah, but is there evidence in the narrative?
Or the presence of a compelling narrative. I don't know. I mean, I think the narrative could go either way,
Right. So I'm assuming that the narrative has at least some facts involved. But conspiracy theories, God, I mean, they're all over the place. How do you get away from them? With the deep fakes and with the all the shit that's going on right now. I sat there and I told Sean, I go, yeah, Pete Hexts is getting like sued by a bunch of people because he slandered them in a speech. And then I look it up and no one's suing him.
No, yeah, there's that same thing has been story has been circulating about a whole bunch of celebrities,
Yeah,
and
Robert
it's like,
Irvine, Irwin, and Cher were the two that I read.
Yeah, and there's more too, and it's like, and it's all done for clickbait so that people can monetize things and get, money out of it. It's like
Right. I
my
mean,
mom watched.
it has become the old lady pushing the bear off of the porch with a broom, or the squirrel, or the raccoon, or the trout. It's just all gotten ridiculous.
Also that people can go, oh my stars, and I need to watch that again. And the more they watch it, the more they comment, the more they share it, the more that whoever created it and put it up there gets more money off of whatever platform because of
Right.
hits or likes or comments. All right. Hey, Chubbs. So thank you, Timothy. I'm not sure exactly how to answer that, but yeah. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, do you think your family communicates well, Or do they communicate in their own special way?
I
Well,
think, well.
mom and I have learned how to communicate more effectively and more openly. Before that, we had special ways of communicating, like, slamming doors, or the way that the amount of distance that the door was open was the more receptive we were to talking to someone, that just very, our own special ways of communication. But now we do much better with actually talking.
I think it happens when the more adult you get, and well, actually older you get. Now, I'm not saying adult because I know plenty of people who aren't adults yet that are old, but I think that the older you get and the less that you give a shit about the situation. You know what? It's like when I said, "Oh, well, I said to Sean, I go, okay, I thought out some hamburgers, so." I was going to make just some patties up, and we can put onions and all sorts of cheese on it and bacon. And he goes, or we can have spaghetti sauce. And it's like, so I made spaghetti sauce. You know why? Because I don't give a shit.
Well,
I wasn't married to it, so.
Well, with mom and I, we grew up in an extremely dysfunctional household with my grandmother, who was just half the time a nutcase. So we had very bad communication skills, and we both were very, we didn't communicate well with each other at all. And oftentimes it was, yelling or histrionics or whatever. But, we learned that we care about each other enough to get past that shit and talk openly and realize that if we say something that might come across as, maybe potentially emotionally, hurting the other person's emotions, it's not that that's the intention. It's that we need to work on clearing up whatever. Anyway,
Well,
so.
and also when you bring in the gay aspect of it, when you're a child, then it's like it's all about, you have your special way of communicating. They don't want to know. You don't want to tell them
Oh, that type of
that.
communication.
Yes.
Yeah, there
Yeah.
was a little of that too, but
Right. It,
like mostly my grandmother was the one who, she was the center of the attention, and we were nothing. We were there for her for whatever she wanted, and we had no rights, we had no voice, we were shit basically, except for when, and then she would pit us against each other. And so that type of, that we had to overcome a lot of that to have a really good, relationship. So,
right.
okay. Thank you, Timothy. Those were some very thought-provoking questions. And then
Whatever happened to just a simple, hey, do you guys like the color red?
careful, we might get that one.
Yeah.
But let's see. I remember going to the library.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't go to the library after I've been to a library since high school. And I worked the library because it was easy credits. So I did that. I did work the library for a year and enjoyed that, even though it was nothing like the libraries are today. You can go and rent, you can get a frying pan at a library today.
Oh,
You,
really? I
yeah,
didn't know that.
some have you can rent like an appliance, you can go in there and get something, not like a stove or anything, but simple kitchen appliances. You can go get stuff like that and borrow them for a party. And then you can also get movies, at least in the day, you would be able to get VHS and DVDs and CDs. You could get music. So it depends on the library, but everything's so readily available that
I loved the library. I mean, to me, when I was in, well, I dropped out after 8th grade, so we'll say before that. But even the few times that I went as an adult to a library, books, it was magic to me. I mean, it was just like books everywhere and reference cards and all this neat stuff, and I just absolutely loved it. But it wasn't some place that I hung out or, that. So I will say it was wonderful and magical while it was there, especially when I was a kid. Oh my God, when I was a kid, I loved it. But now I don't even think about it. Everything's so readily available now that you don't.
Well, it's kind of like with movies. It's rare that I even buy something digitally anymore because I've got every streaming service except for Stars. Ugh, because it's shit. That's why it's shit.
It's got like
And
three new movies and the rest of it's like, oh, okay,
well, and
whatever.
everything else is like BET, which is fine, but I'm not interested in it. Yeah, it's just weird. It just doesn't have the appeal to Tom. And it's 'cause I had it for a couple of years, because there was the one Courteney Cox show and then the one about the where they did it was the Playgirl thing, the
Oh,
Playgirl show.
Minx, yes.
Yes. And that's the only reason I had it. And so, you said, oh, and by the way, I can't get the one because I've had it before. It's only for new customers, according to.
I did a returning one and it worked
Did you?
fine.
Okay. Usually they tell me,
Yeah.
oh, no, you don't get that.
That's what I was expecting too. So, yeah, I don't know.
Well, good for you.
All right. Let's see. Well, let's get into what's in your lunchbox and let's start out with Tom.
Okay. Excuse me. Let me get back there. Sorry, I was checking my stocks.
Oh.
Big day, finally. Okay. First picture is, oh, you got, when'd you slip that in? It was in there earlier.
Just now.
Oh, okay. First thing is what I made last night, which was, it was the pasta I made up, because I don't, when I say I make my sauce, I get a jar of something and then I improve upon it. And so I did a pound of ground beef and then a sauce. And then we've got this, Spiceology, is this company right now that I love. And they have all these wonderful different spice blends and things. You can catch it sometime at stores, but I usually buy online. And there's one called Adobo Honey. And it's just so, adobo is a Filipino spice. I mean, it's not spice, but spice blend basically. And it's got heat. It's so good. So I put that on the meat and then I got out some Italian spices and I let it with onion and I let it cook for a couple hours and then did the pasta. And then I love this fancy Parmesan red Romano, the other cheeses, the fun cheeses, the topping cheeses. You get them all sliced fancy. So that's it's and this is in my IKEA bowl. Which is they're these just white bowls. They're really nice size, and they're like $1.48 a piece. I love them. Anyway, following that is this is a shrimp shumai that we got at Star Noodle. It was we got there. They opened up at 4:30, and we got there at 4:45. because you want to be there in time to watch the sunset, because the sunset's right off the side of the the that part of the island. So the shumai, he comes up and he goes, "Oh, we got this special. It's not on the menu, but it's a shrimp shumai." And so we went, "Oh yeah, of course." The problem was you only got three of them. So we had to fight over the third one. That was not pretty, but it was so good. It was so creamy and so. Next thing, this was a pasta, and it was, they called it a soup. It was funny. It was lahana fried soup, but it's not. I don't think it was fried, and it's just. But it's these really tasty noodles, and they had. It was pork scattered in it, ground pork, and really tasty. Actually, we only ate about half of this, and then by 10 o'clock it was gone. So it was a little late night snack. This is gar the next one's garlic noodles, which I just can't get into them as much. Sean really enjoyed that. And then the last one is these were adobo ribs. Fall off the bone, adobo ribs, so good. The problem though, see all the purple onion in the picture? My shirt stunk of purple onion. And it nothing dropped on it. It was just so potent that the shirt I was wearing just captured the smell, and I couldn't wear it again because it was like it smelled like BO from the shirt, and it wasn't. It was from the anyway, it was, but it was super tasty. We got five ribs, so I got the third rib, Sean got two, I got three, and then he ate the other shumai. So that was that's how we finished that up. So
Nice.
yeah, but it was Star Noodle in Maui, and it's just if you're there, you gotta eat it. You gotta eat there, but you gotta make a reservation. Every time we went there twice while we were there, and every time we went there's people waiting for a cancellation or to eat at the bar or something. But it's like, party for two, Wade. Oh, come this way. And everyone's like, what? What's it? But I made reservations months ago.
Yeah, that's
So,
good.
yeah.
Smart. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Oh my God, Moose has been on
Moose has
fire.
been busy.
Jesus, I got to put on my glasses for this.
So Mr. Moose has been in New York City
In
and in NYC and headed to the theater. Wanted to eat before, so he ordered spaghetti and meatballs. And the meatballs are hiding, but tasty.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, from the old people love soup files, matzo ball soup and grilled cheese sandwich. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
And I'm sure the matzo balls are fantastic in New York.
I bet. Yeah. Next up is a Cobb salad with grilled chicken. I've become a big salad person, especially Cobb salad. It's probably my favorite. Burger and fries, cooked medium rare, and the meat is ground fresh on the site. Wow. I mean, that is a perfect looking burger.
Well, it looks really fat too.
Yeah. Let's see, burger and fries. Just did that one. Okay, Greek yogurt with fresh fruit and a drizzle of honey. Now, normally I'd say, but this looks so good.
It does.
I mean, it's perfectly made too. Let's see, chicken tacos for dinner, lots of avocado with
Yeah.
just enough heat. Just gorgeous. And I love avocado on my tacos. Cheesecake for breakfast, not healthy, but was delicious.
And I'll tell you, that's the other thing. New York cheesecake, nothing, it's hard to find anywhere else.
Oh my gosh, that just looks so good. And then finally, a flight just landed and we stopped at a diner for a quick dinner. steak tips, mashed potatoes and green beans, gravy on the side, and didn't eat any of it. I'm hoping he meant the gravy, but I don't know.
Well, maybe he didn't eat it, but he drank it, just right out of the bowl.
Oh,
And the thing is, gravy is not, it's usually isn't that fatty. I mean, that many calories either.
right.
Well, depending on how you make it.
I love this beef tips with the mushrooms and sautéed in it.
Oh,
Oh
yeah.
my gosh, that just looks so good. Especially these days with beef. I just had like a Marie Callender's beef pot pie and was just like, I'm surprised they didn't jack this up a couple dollars with the beef that's in there.
Yeah, now I need to go on to Blue Sky and find out what shows he saw.
I know, right?
I just never on Blue Sky.
Yeah, I'm only on there rarely these days. What was I gonna say about that? Oh, so somebody was commenting on online about the price of beef now and how it's gone up like 19% or something like that.
It's
And
more than that. I they keep, at least here, I know it's more than that.
yeah, because what used to be like a $9 steak is like $30 now. And I have I commented on the post and I said, I don't even go down that aisle anymore. I don't even look. And most people were like saying, yeah, me too, the same. And then it always throws me when I see people using laughy emojis at serious comments like that. And I was like, okay, are you just more of the bot farm? Or what? Like, what is that about? Rude people.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Right. Hey, if you want to check out any of those photos, just go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild and check out what's in your lunchbox. And don't forget that you can send us what's in your lunchbox at chubsgonewild@gmail.com, as long as well as any questions or comments or feedback or anything else that you would like to submit there. And don't forget that you can always check out my other projects at justkisstheguy.com, and you can find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild. And of course, if you are on YouTube,
Oh yeah, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and give us a like and a subscribe if you're not already, and that way you'll be notified every time we drop on a new video, and leave us a little note in the thing saying you watched it, or
yes.
which or what if you like the fact that Sean and I, Matt and I, are wearing red shirts today.
Yes, that's true. We're both kind of color matching there. All right, pumps. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.